This episode of the Big Brother Jake podcast is brought to you by Fabulista Cookies. Their products are freshly measured, mixed, baked, and packaged. You can be sure that the goodies you receive have not been sitting pre-made for days, because that's just gross. A freshness and unfabricated homemade quality awaits you. Let nostalgia be your friend, your transporter, your memory rouser. Go to FabulistaCookies.com and let them know the Big Brother Jake podcast sent you.
Jake Warner was at the control.
So sit back, relax, and check this joint out right here.
Jake!
No!
Okay, here we go.
So good to be back.
This podcast is for the people.
No, nobody knows who I am.
Jake! Live from the Big Brother Bungalow in Southern California.
Ready to talk a bunch of nonsense with you.
I can't stand them.
It's the Big Brother Jake podcast.
Yo, what's good? It's the Big Brother Jake podcast. I am your host, Big Brother Jake, a.k.a. Jake Warner.
Love ever my name.
Welcome to the show. You can listen to the show on podcast1.com, keyword search, the Big Brother Jake podcast. You can also go to iTunes or Google Play or Spotify or TuneIn or Pandora Radio, keyword search, the Big Brother Jake podcast, and boom, you're in there. Woo, man, what a week since last week. Now, I did a show that I thought would not even make any noise. It was low key. I wanted to try something new, you know, changing the name, by the way. And I got a lot of submissions, but I think I've settled on one. And we're going to do that again because I have a whole bunch that I didn't even read. And I'm getting new ones as we speak about the Dr. Love segment that I won't call that because it's kind of corny. But, man, the response has been crazy good. Like, I've done so many things. I've tried different things. I've had, you know, dumb assistants that people hated that ended up getting killed in bike wrecks and stuff like that. You know, you try different things. Not everything works. You know, independent music spotlight works, but I'm not getting good submissions. And I'm not getting ones that are worthy of airing, but if you have a band or you're a band member or rapper, singer, whatever, and you want to be highlighted, you know, your music highlighted and have an interview with me on the podcast, send your information to thebigbrotherjakepodcast@gmail.com. Send an MP3 and your bio. Do not send a link. I will not click on it. And make sure it sounds good because I'm an engineer. And if it doesn't sound thick and delicious, it won't be played on the podcast. All right. So there's that. And we will bring back our Warrior Scholar Project recipients. We're going to have that again next week. And we're going to have a good time. But I must address what took place on the podcast last week. That will be covered in segment two. Because there's a lot of fallout and a lot of, feedback from last week. And the backlash was just crazy. Some people were happy with the advice I gave out. Some were not happy with the advice I gave out. And some people don't talk to me because of the advice I gave out. And I'll explain that in the second segment. And in the third segment, I'm going to talk about post-pandemic travel. And yes, people are greedy and they're price gouging already. I'll explain that as well. But there's a few things that are on my mind that are just, I'm dying to get out right now in this first segment. First of all,
may the fourth be with you.
For all you Star Wars geeks, I'm not a Star Wars fan. I will never be a Star Wars fan. I can't be a Star Wars fan. I liked the first movie, the original Star Wars. I loved Empire Strikes Back. And I did like Return of the Jedi because the Ewoks were dope. But I just can't get down with Star Wars, okay? But I know this is y'all day, Star Wars fans. This is y'all's day. So I'm going to let y'all rejoice in it. You know, you can hate me if you want. It's not a popular opinion, I know. But I'm not a Star Wars fan. And I don't understand the phenomenon behind Star Wars. You know, I love Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader, Chewbacca. I can't do it. Let me try again. No, I can't do it. But Chewbacca was my favorite, you know, character in Star Wars. And C-3PO, I liked him. I actually had a C-3PO toy. But damn, is he not a wimp? C-3PO is like the biggest wimp and pushover in the whole entire Star Wars movie. Well, we should not do that. Oh my God, we should stop. Ew. No, you're a wimp. You're a wussy. You always are scared to do anything. R2-D2, he was a G. And I actually got a selfie with R2-D2. The real R2-D2 at Dodger Stadium when I was working a couple years ago over there. Got a selfie with R2-D2, which was dope as hell. But I don't understand the phenomenon of today as I record this. I really don't. And maybe somebody could school me on Star Wars, why it's so great. I don't find it great. I'm not one of these people that are such a fanatic about things that I plan my whole day around it. Unless it's sports. I'm of course, you know, that's the only equivalent. Maybe that's what, you know, somebody could explain to me. That's the equivalent of being a Star Wars fan. Like, you know, I love my Chargers. I love my Dodgers. And I will plan my whole month around the Dodgers if I could. You know, I definitely planned all my social outings around the Dodgers in the World Series and celebrated with people close to me. That I can only understand if it equates to that. But you got people that like go to the movies and pay a full admission just to see a preview of the next Star Wars movie. I just don't understand the phenomenon. And maybe I'm in the minority of that. You know, I remember I was walking by a group of people that were in line to watch Star Wars a couple years ago. And whenever the last one was out where everybody's crowding the theaters, and I threw up the Live Long and Prosper sign, the double V or whatever from Star Trek, and man, people got pissed off. That's no Star Wars. That's Star Trek. What are you doing? You don't know what you're doing. Get out of here, dummy. And none of these fools can fight. So I said, man, what? And they back up, man. You just got to calm down. Like, shut up, man. It's like you want to mush them in the face. Man, shut up. Bunch of geeks. But, hey, look, not everybody, you know, I know there's Star Wars fans that can whoop my ass, too. I get it. I just don't understand the phenomenon. And somebody school me on that. I just don't get it. But, hey, may the fourth be with you. And I hope y'all have a good day today. Wear your Star Wars gear. And all that good stuff as I record this and drop it on May 4th. So good luck with that. School me, though. Like, I don't understand why it's such a phenomenon. I really don't. The first three movies were fantastic. But, again, I don't think there's any movie that I would, you know, or a movie series that I could get down with. Like, you know, Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings. You know, I didn't even like The Second Coming to America. And I let the world know about that. That was straight hard garbage with dumpster juice all over it. Didn't make me laugh one time. And if I have to give an honorable mention on that movie, it'd be Leslie Jones. You know, I like her stuff, and she was actually kind of funny. But that movie sucked out loud. So, you know, not many sequels do really good as far as theater-wise. I mean, Godfather 2 was really good. I liked that. Next Friday was actually good, you know, and what I liked about Next Friday was that Next Friday wasn't trying to be like the original Friday. It had its own style, its own flavor. It had the essays, the Joker brothers, you know, baby Joker, little Joker, and Joker, whoever, but he did nothing to you, you know. Jacob Vargas, man, shout out to Jacob Vargas. That dude had me dying the entire movie. Get your back, he did nothing to you. No more locked doors. Gracias. Like, dude was funny as hell. So, yeah, that movie was good. You know, I'm trying to think of the sequels. Like, Another 48 Hours. I love the original 48 Hours. It was a good movie because I like Eddie Murphy and Nick Nolte. You know, he did a good job in the movie. Second one was good. It wasn't great. You know, so other than that, what other sequels or a series, you know, dominates and is good, like Fast and the Furious. All right, look, what's it? They got 9 of them now? Like, the first one was really good. I liked it. And then after that, you know, they're like parachuting cars out of planes. It just started with street racing, and all of a sudden it's international racing, and cops become racers. It just got really stupid and unrealistic to me. You know, I'm just not a fan of it. You know, and I'm sorry if I have any guests that ever come on this podcast and they hear that I hated The Fast and the Furious. You know, I'll tell them to their face, yeah, I didn't like any of them after the first one. And Tokyo Drift was garbage, but whatever. I just don't understand that. Somebody school me. Do you know, or you can recap, we can recap this next week, what sequels or what, like, series of movies were great all the way through? You know, I couldn't get, I really tried to sit through Harry Potter. And I don't understand the phenomenon about that. I'd like to try Butterbeer. I heard it's really good. Never had it. But I don't understand, like, why people, like, get in line and, you know, dress up. Like, Rocky Horror Picture Show is, like, people love that movie. It's really freaking weird. I don't understand it. And people get dressed up and go watch it, like, at midnight on any given day. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm not the biggest movie guy to begin with anyways. I love comedies. I love that kind of stuff. But I'm not into, like, science fiction and action movies. And, well, I love action movies, but not, like, anything past the first three Star Wars or anything like that. I don't know. School me on that. So we got that going on as we speak, as we record this. May the 4th be with you. And tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo. Everybody celebrate. For one day, everybody's Mexican. Just like on St. Patrick's Day. Everybody's Irish. But if you sit down and you ask somebody that's with their sombrero at some Mexican restaurant getting hammered and some fake mustache and a serape and all that stuff, if you could honestly ask them, what does Cinco de Mayo mean? Including me. And everyone will tell you, I don't know. Mexican Independence Day? I don't know. I just like to drink and eat Mexican food and wear clothing. Mexican clothing. No one can tell you. No one can tell you. I just don't understand stuff like that. Like, look, I don't need a holiday. Like, February 14th. I don't need a holiday to tell me how to celebrate. I can eat tacos and drink beer every day of the week, every week of the year, every year of the decade, and so on and so forth. But some people are offended by it. Now, it's cool to go out. I know I'm all over the place, but these two things, because I'm recording on May the 4th, and this is going to air today and tomorrow, and every day that you go to podcast1.com, keyword search the Big Brother Jake podcast, and you can find all the archived episodes, including the one I'm going to talk about next segment, which was last week. Download that bad boy and listen to some of the stellar advice I gave to these wonderful people out there. But I digress. I just don't get the phenomenon of Cinco de Mayo. No one knows what it's about. I'm not going to pretend to know what it's about. Just like I'm half Irish and don't know anything about St. Patrick's Day. And, you know, I wouldn't eat corned beef and cabbage on any given day anyway. So I'm not going to eat it on that day. You ask me, hey, look, man, I'm going to have me a Guinness whenever. I'm going to eat steak and lobster or whatever. I'm going to eat tacos on St. Patrick's Day. I don't see the cultural significance. And some people, they don't like the fact that, you know, the same people, I think, and I'm gonna cause some controversy with this. The same people that I've seen dress up and wear serapes and fake mustaches and sombreros on Cinco de Mayo are the same people that say, no, they need to get back to their home country. First of all, look, if you live in California, you are on their home country, man. California is Mexico, all right? I'm just saying. I don't want to get political on it. I never understood people that, like, do that. They dress up, you know, on these cultural holidays, but they don't know what they mean. You know, I just have a hard time understanding that. I'm not going to pretend to know what's going on in Cinco de Mayo, and I should look it up, and I probably should have looked it up to tell y'all about it for this episode, but I never understood that. But if you're going to go out on this day, Cinco de Mayo, that you have no idea why you're celebrating, be responsible, Have a designated driver, all right? Eat, drink, be merry, all that stuff, but don't do anything stupid. Don't get arrested, and don't get behind the wheel if you've had too much to drink. Because I've had a friend that was killed on Cinco de Mayo. He wasn't drunk, but somebody that, you know, but that's a whole other topic. So, yeah, I'm a little bit on one. Both of those things occupied my mind this morning, you know, because I was looking at my Facebook on this day feature, and I did post about why people love Star Wars so much. It still baffles my mind. And, you know, I don't need to hear "May the Fourth be with me," okay? I always have the Force. It's always with me. You feel me? I always have it. So I don't need it. So thank you for offering that. But I'm about to piss off people that are cultural inappropriate, and I'm going to piss off people that love Star Wars and Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings. But that's how I feel about it. I'd like to know what y'all feel about it. Hit me up next week and let me know. Whew. So with that being said, we're going to talk about my episode last week, the Dr. Love segment. There's some fallout behind it. There's a lot of things people weren't happy about. And we're going to discuss that right now.
You're listening to the Big Brother Jake podcast.
All right. Hope y'all feeling that. Produced by yours truly. One of my favorite beats I've ever made in my life. Oh, man. All right. This portion of the Big Brother Jake podcast is quenched by the Venice Beach Beverage Company. My people's over at Venice Beach Beverage, Michelle and Stefan, they're like family. I love them to death. They will take care of you. My favorite is the black cherry and the lemon. The teas are amazing. If you go to VeniceBeachBeverage.com, check them out. They got assortment of flavors. You know, they even got ginger candy if you want it. They got everything over there. So check them out, VeniceBeachBeverage.com. Let them know the Big Brother Jake podcast sent you. And shout out to DJ Severe. He's the reason why I got hooked on that stuff. Because he had me up at Rose City Sound Studio. He was like, "Hey, you got to try this. It's amazing." I'm like, "All right, I'm going to try it." And I did. And I loved it. And I got an addiction now. I got so many that I have to give them away. So yeah, VeniceBeachBeverage.com. Let them quench your thirst. Let them know the Big Brother Jake podcast sent you. All right, y'all. There's some stuff I got to address right now. I'm not too happy. It's funny to me, though. It's funny to me. I had no idea that me giving out advice was going to be a bad thing. And I'll explain. You know, I was giving out advice about, do they ever leave? And, you know, people were not happy about that. Like, "You're encouraging this," and I'm not encouraging nothing. I'm answering a question. And I simply said, in my history, I've never seen it happen. You know, for people that I've seen go through it. People are mad that, you know, I talked about the Vegas thing, pissed off. Man, people were like, "Oh, just because she texts twice." Look. The people that got mad about it were a couple friends of mine, okay? One in particular said she never wants to talk to me again because she went to Vegas and didn't text her man. And he left. And he's like, "Was that him that wrote you?" I'm like, "No. But even if it was, I wouldn't tell you. But no, it wasn't him." You know? And she's like, "Well, you're giving out shitty advice. And because of that, he broke up with me." I was like, "He was going to break up with you anyway, probably. Don't go blaming me for anything. Don't blame me." Another one of my friends, she was mad because of the two lovers. She's torn between two lovers. And I gave out advice. She thought I was talking about her. Listen, I made a pact with all my friends that I would never, ever, 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 ever on my podcast, put them on blast unless I got permission. Now, a lot of y'all are doing what's called in the streets dry snitching. You're telling on yourself. I don't know a lot of y'all's business that are close to me. And y'all don't know my business. That's by design. If I'm going to go do something, the people I really want to know will know. If I'm going to do what's, you know, considered creeping or doing dirt, people ain't going to know about it. Not that I really do. I'm an L7, man. You know, I go out and have fun and like to go to casinos and bars. But, you know, I ain't doing nothing I ain't supposed to be doing. All right. But some of y'all, man, listen, if I'm close with you or I'm a friend, I'm not going to put you on blast. But some people just had to just go off on me and tell on themselves. I don't think I gave bad advice because it's my advice. But the fallout is real. You know, I had strangers that were giving me kudos. They were really, really cool with some of the stuff I said, like the college kids, you know, with the shooting their shot and cheap dates. They said I was creative because I've been that person that's had no money and tried to go on dates. So I know what it's like. And that was like, you know, a year ago. But for real. You know, some people said I should have a different point of view besides my own. So I'm looking for volunteers, especially the female persuasion. If you want to come on the Big Brother Jake podcast with me and we can pull, you know, 5 to 7 different advice emails or DMs, and we can discuss from my point of view and your point of view. If you really want to come on and do that, you know, come to the Big Brother Bungalow and we could set that up and record and we'll air that out in the next couple weeks. The segment was a hit, y'all. It was a hit with everybody involved. The higher-ups loved my stuff. And it was from the heart. But the people that were pissed off the most were about the Vegas thing. They were saying, you know, she belongs to the streets. Dump that woman, you know. Yeah, because in my heart of hearts, it's like, if I am dating somebody and we're in love, so to speak, and we're an item, we're together, you're my girlfriend or my fiance or my wife, you damn right you better fucking call, like, or text. You should. Because I know for a fact if I went out with the fellas and I don't call or text, see, I'm going to call because I want to hear my lady's voice before I go out. You know, and I'm a, not that I need to reassure or anything, but it's out of respect. It's a respect thing. You know, there's plenty that were mad, but there was two friends of mine, very good friends, that went out to Vegas 2 separate times, and apparently they did this to their man. And then they had the nerve to hit me up and say, did my man email you? And I don't reveal sources, but I was like, you know what? Here, I'll send you screenshots and a video screenshot of every text or email I have right now. And I'm not going to delete nothing. And sure enough, they were like, yeah, I want to see. And so I showed them the email and they were like, oh, that's not my man. So he just left anyway. Yeah, he left you anyway. So, y'all telling on yourselves. I don't need to know your business. I don't want to know your business. You're my friend. I don't want to know what you're doing. If you're creeping, creep on your own. I don't need to know that. But so many people were like, man, I can't believe you talked about me on your podcast. I'm not going to talk about you on the podcast. You want to come on the podcast, you can come on. Anybody could come on my podcast anytime. As long as you're entertaining, engaging, and can make me laugh or entertain me in some way, you're more than welcome to be a guest. You don't have to be a broadcast professional. Shit, I'm not a broadcast professional. But the fallout is real. And it's like, most of my listeners are women, middle-aged women. I've done the facts, I've done the research, all that stuff. And the single women, a lot of them didn't have a problem with what I said. But when I said, dump that girl, she belongs to the streets, that was a problem. A lot of them said, if you wouldn't have said, dump her, she belongs to the streets, I wouldn't have had a problem with what you said. Well, look, if you're going out to Vegas or wherever, it doesn't have to be Vegas. It could be anywhere on the planet. And you're not hitting your man back or your woman back. while you're on a trip? 2 times in 3 days? That's a problem. That's a problem. You know, some were mad that I said a casino could be a bad first date. Not if you win. And you got the money. But that segment's here to stay. It was like my top 5 highest rated podcast of all time. And you can still listen to it. If you don't know what the hell I'm talking about, go to podcast1.com, enter the keyword search, the Big Brother Jake podcast, go to episode 106, and it talks about Dr. Love's in the house or whatever. Dr. Love is in something, whatever I called it. And listen to it. It's not bad advice. It's truthful and it's mine. And all these people claim to be experts, okay? They're not. They're just bitter divorced dudes that got messed around on or dissed by women, so they want to give out bad advice to brothers or dudes. When I say brothers, I mean the fellas, not just black guys. And give out this bad advice, and they wonder what the hell's going on. Just like, you know, and this isn't even planned, but this is just top of my head right now. I was reading some Instagram account where, you know, if a man doesn't take care of you financially, emotionally, physically, then what kind of man is he? Okay, well, we can back that up, run that back. You should get those things if you give those things, okay? You know, what on God's green earth makes you so damn special that my man better do this, 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 and that? Or he ain't getting nothing. Checklist? Really? What do you bring to the table? This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about, and we're going to hit this up again in probably another month. You know, because I want to get more emails, and I really want to dive into this. I had a lot of fun doing that episode last week, and I can't wait to do it again. I cannot wait. But the fallout has been real. And it's mostly women that were upset. And they were really upset about the Vegas thing. And then me saying, you know, stuff about marriage and boyfriends. You know, look, it is what it is. You don't have to take my advice. I'm not a professional. And I will say it again so I don't get sued or fined or jumped by somebody. This is for entertainment purposes only, just like a gambling site, all right? When you give bets and props. But I'll say this. If you know you're out there doing wrong, don't be mad at me, and don't try to get information on your boyfriend or your fiance or your girlfriend. You know, as a friend, if you're a friend of mine and you listen to my podcast, you know everything I've said is true on here. Everything that's come out my mouth is true. And I will not reveal a source. I will not tell on my friends. I won't do anything like that because that's just wrong. You don't do that. So to accuse me of that pisses me off. And what's more funny to me is the fact that not only did you go off on me, you told on yourself. So I know something about you I don't want to know. And no, fellas or girls, I'm not going to reveal which one of your boyfriends or girlfriends hit me up and told on themselves. Work that out on your own or find out on your own. I'm not the one to do that. But don't be mad because you did something and your guilty conscience kicked in and you thought I was putting you on blast. I don't do that. I only put you on blast if I get permission. And I always change the names to protect the innocent. Because I'm not going to put anybody on blast like that. It was harmless. But that's the problem with people. That's the problem with people. They're doing their dirt and then they feel guilty about it. Hey man, if the shoe fits, put that bitch on and lace them up. For real. Because I ain't the one. Don't get mad at me because you out there doing things. Don't get mad at me because somebody going through a similar situation and your guilty conscience kicked in. That's ridiculous. And if you're a friend, I'm going to call you and let you know, hey, look, so-and-so, blah, 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 can I do this on the podcast? You say no, it will never air on there. I wouldn't do that. But the people wanted more. And that was the dopest part about it. People were like, when are you going to do this again? You know, I have a whole bunch, well over 100 and something. And it was amazing. I couldn't believe how much people had things to say and wanted advice from me. But yeah, we'll continue that segment. We're going to keep it going. We'll definitely have more, and we'll have other points of view, other guests on. I would love a woman's point of view. So if you're brave enough to come on the Big Brother Jake podcast, and I know there's some people that have already requested friends of mine that have been on this show before, and they want to hear them again. And I'm going to pressure them to come on too. But in all seriousness, look, it's all fun and games. But if you're really going through things that you need to work out, work it out. Don't go blaming some, you know, mediocre podcast host with your problems. You had those problems before I even addressed them. But the feedback was fun. The younger listening audience thoroughly enjoyed the advice. And that same kid that shot his shot, he hit me back because he listened. He was like, yo, that was some good advice, man. So I went, bought some picnic food from a grocery store, had a blanket. He owned a truck, and he did the picnic in his back of his pickup truck overlooking the ocean. And he got a second date out of it. And I think he's, no, I don't want to, I'm not going to put him on blast. But he had a good night. Let's just say that. So see, some of my powers could be used for good and not evil. All right? But it was a hit. But the Vegas one, woo, that pissed some people off. I'm just saying, I will take that to the grave with me. I will stand on that hill and die on that hill. You don't hit me back. You're not being honest. It's a wrap. You belong to the streets. And Vegas is just one of those places where people let their inhibitions go. You know, like the value of money just becomes like 10 times less than what you'd value. Like you wouldn't spend $500 at a grocery store, but just spend $500 gambling. You won't drink two drinks at your house, but you'll have seven in Vegas because, woo, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Vegas capitalizes off of sin, whatever you think sin is or believe what sin is. That's your business. Your belief system, whatever. But yeah, don't be mad at me because your guilty conscience kicked in. And I know I get a lot of feedback on that all the time. And it's not just that segment. I've had people hit me up and, oh my gosh, another one that people were pissed off at me for. Several episodes back, I was talking about narcissistic people that gaslight people. And I've described narcissism and narcissists to a T. So when that episode aired, so many men came up to me and like, yo, did my lady hit you up? Or you talking about me and changing my name? I'm like, what? Like, hell no. But dude, if that's you, then you need to fix that. A lot of guilty conscience. And that's the problem with having a podcast, y'all. If you want to try and be famous or have a podcast and be public with it, you also got to deal with some of the fallout and the backlash of it. I've lost people behind this podcast. And that's okay. I don't care. Because it's my podcast and they weren't real friends. I've had problems, you know, going on dates with it. Because they're like, oh, I don't want to be put on blast. I don't want my business out there. I'm not going to put the business out there. But you know what? I'm going to keep doing it anyway. So if you're doing dirt and you're a friend of mine, I don't want to know about it. Okay? I don't want to know about it. And if you feel that I'm saying something that resonates with you because of what you're doing, you need to check yourself. I didn't want to have to prove to people, hey, this is not, you know, this is who wrote it. Don't have a guilty conscience about it. Just listen and enjoy. Listen and enjoy. It's for fun. I just like giving out advice for fun because everybody else could do it. Anyways, I'm beating a dead horse and I'm tired of talking about it. You know, if you have a guilty conscience, keep it to yourself. I don't care no more.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to my daddy, Big Brother Jake. This is the Big Brother Jake Broadcast. Bye, everybody.
Sorry, y'all. I just had to get that off my chest. I'm going to keep doing it. It's a hit. People love the segment. We're going to keep doing it. And again, I'm dead serious. Y'all women out there that listen to the Big Brother Jake podcast and you're not shy, and you're not scared of the big lights and the loud microphones, come to the Big Brother Bungalow, and I would love to have you on, and we could discuss from your point of view some of the advice that, you know, we can give these people that want to submit their info, all right? So that'll be a lot of fun. We move on now. I read something that was really disturbing. Here it is. Everybody's starting to relax their color levels for this pandemic. Los Angeles County is moving to yellow, which is very less restrictive. We can start doing a lot more things out here in Southern California. And people are starting to make travel plans. I'm making travel plans myself and booking flights for the summer. And I realize prices are going way up already. Man, this is some bullshit, straight up. I get it, man. People need to make their money. People need to try and recoup what they lost because of the pandemic. But people are finally able to save money to go on vacation. People are finally able to get out. People are brave enough to get out now and have a good time. And here we got people price gouging and doing all these things. Hotels are going up crazy high now. I remember you can go to Vegas for like $45 round trip. Almost seems like that. It's more like 80. But you can't even do that no more. Everybody wants to price gouge. This is what sucks about like war or pandemics or, you know, like natural disasters. You know, there's a tornado or a hurricane and these fools at the gas station want to charge $7.50 a gallon. You kidding me, man? Case in point, I was really considering going back to Maui one more time. As y'all know, I love me some Maui. I went to Maui January of 2020, right before everything hit with Corona and Kobe passing away while I was there. I love Maui. When I need a break from reality, from everything in life, that's where I go. I recharge. I become one with myself again. I'm just a happy dude. And I was really considering going again. And on the island of Maui, you do need to get around. And I read an article where Maui, the island of Maui, Maui County in Hawaii, people are starting to go to U-Haul to rent cars. What? People are starting to rent U-Haul trucks to get around the island on their family vacations. Why? Because rental car places are charging up to $750 per day. Per day. What? And I'm not talking, you know, exotic automobiles like a Porsche or, you know, something like that. Ferrari. No, I'm talking about a Dodge minivan Caravan. $350 a day. A day! What the hell? Hawaii will never have a shortage of money because everything's expensive over there. And I know tourism's heavily relied upon over there. But come on, man, for real? Is that what we're doing? We finally get a relief. People are happy to get out. They're brave enough to get out again. Some people are vaccinated. You know, some people are not. But everybody's happy to just return to life and normalcy. And one of the things you want to do being cooped up in the house for a year, not me, but most people, is go somewhere where they're not reminded of what they've been through for the past year. And they can't enjoy an experience somewhere because people are starting to price gouge. It's just like war. It's just like natural disasters. And the people that set these prices should be beat up. Yeah, I guess I'm advocating violence. Ooh, turn me in. What the hell's wrong with people, man? This is the thing. You know, we've already gotten to this have and have nots with the vaccines. If you're vaccinated, you know, people are like acting as if they're high and mighty. And the people that aren't vaccinated, I ain't touching that, man, because I don't know what's in it. I get it. We don't know what's in a Mars bar, but we still eat it. I mean, whatever. If I get it, you'll never know. If I don't get it, you'll never know. You'll never know. It's my business. And we already discussed that on a previous episode. You can go to the archives of podcast1.com/Big Brother Jake Podcast and type in the keyword search Big Brother Jake Podcast. And you can find all my old episodes. But that's what I don't understand. We can't just be human anymore. I know it's capitalism. People got to make a dollar, got to make a buck, got to make a living. The money will come back. The money will be there. It will be there. Especially with tourism. Summer's coming up. School's going to be out. People are going to want to travel. Travel industry is going to make their money again. But do we really, really have to go through this? And the people that just, you know, now vacations aren't affordable. So what are they back to doing? Staying at home again. And just have that mental fatigue of remembering what's taken place the past year. Like I made an album called The Lo-Fi Quarantine Sessions. Kind of joking the quarantine because I didn't think it was going to last as long as it did. So I made an album. I'm so traumatized from staying in the house. I haven't listened to, maybe three times I've listened to the album since I dropped it last year. It's real, y'all. It's real. So why are we doing that? Why are we doing that? I get it. Hotels haven't been filled up. Rental cars haven't been used. So, hey, let's gouge the prices. No, why don't you adjust budgets? Why don't you do things like that? No, let's rob the common folk that just want to get out the house for a little bit and vacation and make them pay out the ass. And that, you know, don't get me started on that because the middle class is always what kept this company going or this country going. So mad I can't even get it out right. We fund the poor, we fund the rich. And we stay having to work every day. It's a perfect system for those that can benefit from it. Don't get me started. I don't talk politics on this show, but damn it, I'm getting close. You know, I'm going to get a little more risque with the Love Doctor stuff. I might start talking a little politics too. Look out. Oh, man. Don't do that, tourism. Keep the prices affordable. So people like normal middle-class folk like myself can take my family out and travel. As it is, it's hard to get a hotel that's affordable. So you find someone in that city you're going to and beg them to sleep on their floor. Anyways, I really hope that, you know, things can change and things can be affordable and we can have fun and go out and enjoy our vacations. Looks like I'll be doing a lot of San Diego this year. Because I know people there, and I could drive there. Maybe some Vegas. Maybe do a little East Coast thing. Hey, that was Steve, my bro, y'all. Anyways, we're going to land this plane, man. I talked enough. Thank you to everybody that tuned in last week and showed love to the Love Doctor segment. It's official. We're going to make that a permanent thing. Every like 3 or 4 weeks. So be ready for that. And we got some goodies coming up from the Warrior Scholar Project and some other stuff I'm working on. It's going to be amazing. We're only getting started here on the Big Brother Jake Podcast. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for the love. Thank you for your support. Thank you for tapping in, getting familiar, and joining the movement. So until next week, I say to y'all,
Wait for it.
Deuces.
You're listening to the Big Brother Jake Podcast.